Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda
Mitchell. Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cass. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. It is Find It Out Friday, and hello to all you travelers and the persons that are with their families and getting ready for this exciting, exciting weekend. We want you to be safe out there. Do not relax. You must stay alert. You have to keep everything going. And, you know, appreciation is something that we strive on here. At Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan, we offer our gratitude and our respect, and especially to those who come on and care and share with us. If we cherish the spirit to repay our debt of gratitude in the depths of our hearts, then our good fortune will increase by leaps and bounds. No matter how much action people may seem to be taking outwardly, if they lack the spirit to repay their debt of gratitude, their arrogance will destroy their good fortune. So we do not like to withdraw money from our fortune bank account here this evening. And everybody's on the road traveling. We're going to have our nature queen, Carmelita, coming on. She's going to be talking to you about anger danger. And then Tiffany is going to come on and let you know what she found out. And hopefully Mr. Hans Johnson, that was not able to join us last night, will come in again today. He was out there traveling. Very, very, very busy people. So we're going to welcome you in to Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. And we want you to remember what you're finding out on Friday, okay?
In a little tent, and oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
The the change is already here, and we are the change makers. And we have with us this evening our nature queen, Carmelita, traveling out there, taking out time from her family and friends to come and join us. Carmelita, good evening. How are you?
Good evening. Good evening. I am doing very well. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. You know we got to put it out there again. You know we appreciate you, and we can depend on you, and you're just taking out time from your fun time, from your family, just taking a break here, and you're traveling around out there, eating good food, being around good people. I'm going to be quiet over here and let you tell us about this anger danger.
Yes, anger danger. And, you know, I was sitting back thinking about the time, as I normally do, and the season, and we're here in the season of independence, so we'll be celebrating the 4th of July, and I know some people have their thoughts on Independence Day and various ideas of what the holiday actually means, but when I began to think about all of the explosives and explosions and fireworks and lighting up of the sky, it brought me to connection with my feelings of anger, feelings of rage that I might experience from time to time. And I really felt like this was a good time and a good season to kind of speak on that and address it. And that's what I'm good for. You know, I do like to stay connected to nature and just pay attention to what's happening in my environment or my ether. And so, again, that's what brought me to anger danger, because I'm sitting here like, ooh, this is such a strong and powerful emotion. And anger, honestly, has built nations, if you ask me, because of the wars that have been ignited due to anger that may have stemmed from a disagreement or varying ideas of how a country or how a home should be ran. And there we are. So yeah, anger, danger. And I just wanted to go into a little bit of the logistics of the overall meaning of anger or how anger has been defined. And so anger, a lot of people classify it as a negative feeling or state that is typically associated with hostile thoughts, physiological arousal, and maladaptive behaviors. And the Webster Dictionary defines anger as a strong feeling of displeasure, and it's usually of antagonism. And antagonism simply means just two opposing forces, good and evil, hot and cold, up and down type of thing, you know. And so then they also say it can also be categorized as a threatening or violent appearance or state. I feel like anger can be triggered by various internal and external forces for sure, and it is usually said to be a response to some form of hostility from another person, or maybe even a person who is perceived to be disrespectful, demeaning, threatening, you know, just going against the grain of your value system or belief system. Some will say that anger shows up in different people in different ways. So there's three types of anger. One is considered passive aggression. And we all kind of know people who are like that, maybe. And people who are passive aggressive tend to express their anger or their aggression in undertones or low key, or, you know, on the low. You know, they don't come directly at you. They may, they may pull out your chair from your desk and want to see you fall instead of just coming up and pulling it right from you, you know. And then there's the other open aggression. And this is usually categorized by what we can physically see, the fighting, bullying, sarcasm, cynicism, those kind of things. And then there's this final category of anger, which is defined as assertive anger. Assertive anger is looked at as a more healthier anger. And here is where people tend to have some level maybe of an aggression, but it's done in a way where both parties can come to terms or see eye to eye, even if they agree to simply disagree. It's a healthier form than simply being passive and not being honest about your feeling or openly charging or beating up on someone. This is something more of a negotiation type of anger where you're communicating and expressing yourself in a healthy manner. So I found those categories to be very helpful because now I can kind of at least understand anger a little bit better. So there's the passive aggressive state, and then there's the open aggressive state, and then there's the assertive aggressive or anger. And I think it's interesting too to find that anger is often a secondary emotion, meaning it's not the primary emotion. It's not the main thing. A lot of researchers have found that people who are expressing some form of anger, frustration, aggression are typically experiencing some level of fear, sadness, rejection, hurt, pain, that kind of thing. So that's primary emotion. The main emotion, the main experience that's causing the aggression or the anger. So oftentimes anger is a response basically to something that's upsetting you as a person. And I find that to be interesting because it would help me offer more compassion even to myself and especially others when I'm experiencing anger or witnessing anger. Because a lot of times people are shunned for expressing this feeling, this emotion. People, especially, I know I'm guilty of it. If I see someone, let's say at a restaurant, and they're going off on the attendant, the cashier who's taking the order, and they're being very rude and belligerent, oftentimes I'll kind of look at them like, wow, you know, you don't need to do that. However, I never considered the fact that this person may simply be responding like that because they're hurting inside. They are experiencing some level of stress. They may be having financial issues. They may have poor social or familiar, you know, a family environment going on. Or they just simply may be overwhelmed with their life or with what's going on in the world. So, I don't know. I think that anger was something I wanted to just simply bring to the forefront to see what you ladies had to say today about overcoming this very, very normal and natural emotion, but just kind of understanding it to a point where you can express it, deal with it, heal, and continue to go on in life. Because a lot of times I feel like anger becomes that block or that stoppage for a lot of us, including me, you know, from moving forward and becoming, you know, our whole total healthy selves. So, yeah, that's what I wanted to say about anger. I just think it's something that could really be narrowed down and focused more on so that we could have a little more compassion around that emotion.
Well, I'm listening to you, and as I stated, you know, anger is the word, but anger is neither good nor bad. Anger is there, and it's what you do with that anger. That's summing up what you're saying, you know, as far as, you know, anger has built nations, anger has done a lot of things. It's what you do with that anger, and then you're taking it down to the three types, the passive-aggressive, the open-aggressive, and the assertive type. And then taking it a little bit further, Nature Queen, to say that, you know, you step outside of yourself and look at the other individual. So that's where that compassion comes in. Now, I have found because a lot of persons, depending on, you know, how you were brought up, they when you go direct and honest to them, the first thing that they want to say is that you're angry, because that's where they would take it. I take that word anger and turn it around to passion. It's your passion. If you're passionate about something, whichever way it's coming, you want to also look at yourself, but look outside of that person. I noticed in most, like New Yorkers, they're very direct. Texans are very direct. So when we speak, most people say that we're angry, but we're not angry. That's our passion, because I always give them something to think about, which don't sound too nice. Or they'll see you in a situation and they'll, you know, we as African-American women, you know, when we state our case or speak up or say how we feel about something, they want to call you angry black woman. And I just say, no, I don't think that fits me, because if I get angry, it won't be anybody around to tell the story. Then they have to, like, put another type of definition and see it as my passion. So for you to bring this up and talk about a secondary of Tiffany with an I, she'll come on later, and I know that your scheduling is crazy there. I would say stay on, if you can stay on for a minute after she comes in, and I'd like to have you pose that question to her. But Carmelita, anger is neither good nor bad. It's what you do with it, okay? And I like your end on that, with just, you know, looking at that person, understanding what are they going through? Why are they acting like that? And go a little bit past the surface and have that compassion or that empathy. Now, you know, I will not stand in an environment and just watch someone get totally beat up, you know. After assessing it, I might, you know, tap that person on the shoulder and say, well, you know, can you step over here a minute? Or how can I help you? Something to kind of like diffuse that. But you have to be very careful with that, and especially at this time now, because everybody out here is unbalanced. So you really have to be skilled to be able to observe and to pull that compassion out of yourself, because that's how, you know, accidents happen. That's how stuff happens out there, you know, like mm-hmm. the fear and the emotion. But I find that when persons don't recognize honesty, or shall we use the other word, authenticity, then they want to put a label on you as being angry, because that's a word that we've heard all our lives. And you know, you do have the ones that are open aggressively, and then the little sneaks, as you say. But I kind of like the third type that you brought on, the assertive type, which makes you sit back and stop and think. But I like the topic that you picked this evening, because you said anger danger. If you don't know yourself, check your environment and pay attention and be aware of those that are around you and what they're going through. Sometimes you just have to back out and leave the environment, you know, or you don't want to get caught up in it. And to us, it could be a negative. It could be a negative situation to an onlooker. But like you said, the explosiveness comes in from the feeling. And what are they going through? So I kind of like that. I like the way you brought that to us, Nature Queen. I just want to share with you again how much we appreciate you, how much we are very, very, very respectful of you and your time and taking time out from your families, because, you know, everybody's out there traveling. People are on the road, you know, and visiting families and in airports and going crazy. Now, that's where all the anger is, so I will not go in that arena at this particular time. Maybe next week I'll get out when everyone gets back home. But, again, I want to tell you, to travel safe, stay alert, do not relax out there, and keep observing. So give us one or two words before we close out here. We let you go on and get back to the family.
Yeah, definitely. So when we say anger danger, that was the other part. It's neither good nor bad, this emotion and feeling of anger. However, just as well as it has built many nations, nations, it has also destroyed many nations. And so that's where it becomes this delicate dance. You have to be, you have to sting like a butterfly. Or what did Muhammad Ali say? Float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. That's the balance.
Yes.
That's the balance that we're talking about here. But I just want to make sure my goal with this conversation tonight was simply just for me to honor myself and honor that emotion, and hopefully others will too, to honor that anger, because there's a lot going on, like you said, at the airports, in our families, in our minds, at our jobs. It's a lot going on.
Yes.
So just being mindful to honor that emotion and know that it's neither a good or a bad thing. It's just, it is what it is, and it could be a healthy thing if we process accordingly. So.
And then when one other thing, you know, when you say people stay angry, if you have the type of personality, and more so authentic people, honest people, they don't have that problem with harboring that anger, because they're going to speak on it. They're going to speak on it, bring it up, get clarification from it, and keep moving. Do you know where I'm going? So they don't harbor. But that's the person that moves totally from in to out. That's the person that maybe have observed before they speak, and they pretty much got their facts together, because you cannot ever assume about an individual, but you can express it, let it be known, as we say, stand up, speak out. That's angering me, and I don't like it. So we're going to have to talk about this, okay? Because as you say, anger has built nations and have destroyed nations. Anger has built relationships and destroyed relationships, and each one of us have to go through the process the way that we go through the process. When I hear the word anger, it puts a smile on my face, and it puts a smile on my face because anger is neither good or bad. It is what you do with it. And I know that you have to go, but I'm noticing here that I see Tiffany with the nod coming in with us. I see it, I check it, I control it, and I complete it. Tiffany, are you in with us this evening? How are you feeling?
I'm doing much better. Thank you so much for asking. I probably don't sound as good as I feel, but that's okay. We're getting through this.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate you. And I'm trying to get Nature Queen to stay on a couple of more minutes. I know her time is changing over there, and she has things to do. But she talked about anger danger. And what she spoke about, anger danger, was talking about the three types, the passive aggressive, the open aggressive, and the assertive. And Carmelita, the question that you asked me, ask Tiffany. And Tiffany, you know, give us your thought on that, if you don't mind.
Of course. You know, Carmelita, I always love answering her questions or listening to what she has to say. So this is a pleasure.
Oh, Tiffany, thank you so much. And I know we're always like, Tiffany, what do you think? So, but it was just really, I hope, I'm not sure what was going on, by the way, but I hope you're feeling better.
Yes, it's just one of those things where you have to be so careful. And we talked about it earlier on Monday, you know, the weather change, be mindful of that and the sinuses. And so it's the whole sinus issue here.
Yeah.
So we're good, though.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, just in the vein of what Linda was saying, I was speaking on anger, and I just wanted to get her take on that emotion, what you thought of it, and how you feel about it, just the overall idea of anger.
Well, I think anger is good if you know how to channel it right. Just because you're angry or upset doesn't mean that you have to interpret that as a violent measure or violent action. I do agree that anger promotes action, but it has to be an action that it's channeled in a very positive way. For example, I don't know if people know about I know we've talked about it and used to talk about it quite frequently, but we talked about the signs and Aries, which is the ruler of action. So Aries will just, you know, you got to get stuff done. Aries goes into action with Mars, and Mars is that planet of action. You will be getting some things done. But it's a very positive energy. And when it comes, that's what it's supposed to do, to produce positive results. It's not to make you go into fight or flight as it has in the past, but it is to be aware that there's something that needs to be done and you need to move on it. So, and that's, you know, Aries and Mars. Mars is like the warrior. So the warrior can come in at any moment, and, you know, the warrior can be very aggressive, assertive. It could be passive aggressive too. So, but that passive aggressiveness is something else. That's just, that's a whole nother. You're angry, but then you're not even, you're expressing it, but you're not really expressing it. You are taking a passive, I'd say, position, and then, you know, allowing something else to manifest, which I don't necessarily agree with, but I know a lot of people do it because, you know, depending on the type of situation that you're dealing with, you might have to deal with someone passive aggressively, because if you don't, they wouldn't know how to receive what you were saying or doing. But anger, to me, in the you know, the form of a very positive, action-oriented emotion is good. It's just when we get into the, when we get thrown out of balance, and then it becomes something else. And we have to, you know, understand that balance, because there's always that dance between, you know, the good and the evil, or good and dark, or whatever you want to say. There's always that fine balance, and we always have to be cognizant of that. And that's how I perceive anger. I know we have been in a fight or flight, you know, stage for years, and now some planet, I just heard, I know, just don't quote me, is going into, I can't remember, I won't even say what it is, but it, this position of the planet alignment hasn't been for 2,300 years. That's going to happen within the next couple of weeks or something like that. So, you know, the energies, and we talk a lot about the energies on this show and how they affect you, and it really does. And but now we, you know, we've gotten a nicer energy. We're more loving. We're not trying to delve into anger, or even understanding how to balance out our anger is very, very important. And I think that's where we are. That's
awesome.
What I will have.
Yes. Thank you for that. Yeah.
Wow. Awesome.
I like what you said about how the planet and how the universe basically is lining up in different ways. I find that to be rather interesting. So I think for me, I'm going to pay closer attention to those type of things, as opposed to a lot of the political agenda that's going on. So thank you for that, Tiffany.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, if you ever get a chance, and I know Linda has discussed it on the show about getting a chart, if you could get your chart, your transitional chart, I think it is, or your birth chart, it will tell you exactly what your placements are. So then it'll guide you when you know that, you know, Mercury's retrograde or Mars moved into Aries, and, you know, because it can ignite anger in a different way. So Mars went into Aries, or Aries went into some planet not too long ago, and we were having a lot of turmoil. So a lot of people were fighting in other countries. There was lots of unrest, and that was because of that planetarian energy. So it's really important to know that, so that when these planets start moving, you're like, okay, why do I feel this way, or why is the planet reacting, why is the collective acting like this? you know, it gives you basically more meaning and more definition as to how to navigate through it. Because if you know who you are by that chart, you will understand yourself so much better. So then you'll, you know, you'll know when to be assertive, when not to be assertive, when it's time to start new things, you know, the moon and its cycles. There's so much, you know, and you, the nature queen, you know, because nature is all around us, and it can tell us so many things. Like, nature tells you so many things all the time. Like, you really don't need anybody to tell you anything if you just listen to your intuition and guide yourself through the planets, with the planets and nature and everything else. You will have so much control over your life, really you will, because you'll have a better understanding. Then you'll see how you fit, and then you'll find that, you know, that soul tribe that everyone's looking for. Everyone's looking for a soul tribe right now. We're all looking to connect with someone who's similar, who's like-minded, who's thinking, and this will help you get there. But I think, you know, as a whole, that's, you know, anger can be a very positive. It doesn't have to be negative. But we're so used to it from so many years of fight or flight, going in that position, into that warrior position all the time of fight and flight, fight or flight. And now we're coming out of that, and we're doing things more so in a very loving environment. So, but it's good, though. It's good to have that fire underneath you, or that fire in your belly to get you to move.
Oh, yeah. I'm just sitting up here writing, listening, smiling, listening at the Tiffany with the eye and the nature queen. And as I said, Tiffany, you're telling her exactly right, because when we speak of the planets, I always say, if you think those stars are up there just twinkling, you better do some research, because they're not. The stars and planets tell you everything that's going on, and we ourselves are all part of that. We're just cosmos in the universe. So, you know, things happen and they're moving in the matter. You have to get into the energy of it, and you understand yourself better, and you understand when to go out the door and when not to go out the door. Okay? It's a lot of information there, and there are persons that are skilled, very skilled in that arena. Some of the, and there is all type of astrological clubs, but it's very important to know who you are and when to move, okay? Because when you tell yourself to move and get things done, you're more successful at it. The anger doesn't build up if you get out there and do something that someone else suggested. But if you tell yourself to do that, then you're going to look at it a little bit different. And before I move out, I was speaking with Nature Queen Tiffany, letting her know, you know, people get anger mixed up with passion. You know,
yes.
When you feel you have passion about what you do, you're a passionate person. So if something is that, and they don't understand the passion, they immediately want to make you angry, and that is not true. So again, I'm going to say to the listeners and my take on anger is neither good nor bad. It's what you do with it, period. And when we stop and think of it, I notice that if I'm extremely upset about something or if something comes, I calm down. I go just the opposite. I go the opposite because I'm thinking. I'm trying to balance myself out because I don't want to give you react according to action. You don't want to give into that. So you have to keep yourself balanced so when you speak about it, it's totally understood. Now, if it's something of great importance, or something that's against values and morals and stuff like that, you speak about it, and whatever comes out, and at that particular time, you just hope that the persons get it, and if they don't, it's okay, too, because the most important thing is you said it. So we must stand up, speak out, because when we stop speaking about things, that's when everything comes to an end, and we must speak on things that matter, as my friend Martin Luther King would say. Okay, so you know I got my quotas here. But I'm looking. I don't know how you ladies pine is running. Hopefully, Carmelita, I appreciate you staying on. And Tiffany, I don't know how the times are running. We're trying to see if Mr. Hans Johnson is going to join us because he was tied up and he couldn't make it last night. But they're still out there traveling. And to see if he'll chime in. And if you like, and if you have time, I'd like for you guys to hold on for a minute if that's something that you would like to do. But before we go into that, Tiffany, you're talking about anger. You asked the Nature Queen's question. What did you find out today? I know you've been in the house. I know you've been running the course. But what did you find out for Friday that you can share with us?
You know what? I just haven't. You know what? I found out that I do have some nice friends. But I thought, because I, you know, with new beginnings, I totally kind of got, you know, I'm like, okay, new friends, a new group, new, you know, just all new. And, but I found out that I do have some friends that are trying to get me out of the house, because I haven't been out of the house since I've been, well, no, I can't say that. I've been out of the house one time since I've been ill, but, yeah, I found out that I have some pretty decent friends that, you know, will come and bring me something or, you know, walk with me someplace for a couple of hours or, but other than that, I just know that it's going to be a wonderful weekend. It's going to be hot on Monday. People are going to enjoy themselves.
Okay.
There's just a lot of new things coming. So, the start, which is today of July, should be really good. We should have a lot of good things coming our way, you know, as we enter, as we continue to close out the year, which, I mean, you know, we're only in the, what, seventh month. I don't want to say that because we're only on the seventh month of in the year. So, but that's what I found out. I mean, because I really haven't gone out, but I do know that there's just, you know, I talk to people who have already been out. I'm like, well, how is it? You know, lots of people out. It's going to be hot on Monday, but it just seems like most people are just going to enjoy themselves and they're happy to be celebrating another holiday.
Yes.
That's all.
Yes.
That's all. That's it and that's all. And when you're ill, just plenty of rest. Allow your body to, you know, go through the process and it's okay. Because your body will take care of itself. Your body does not need, like, you know, doesn't need more than what it knows. So if you're, you know, you're ill, if you have to take some time to regroup and take care of yourself, take care of yourself. Because your body will definitely flush out anything that's not wanted. But it's a matter of time and it is a process. So... And,
well, I know you have come a long way from the beginning of the week to how you're sounding now. So we know, and I know that Carmelita knows her natural remedies. She knows the body will take care of itself. I know the body will take care of itself, and believe me, I listen to mine, okay? And
mm-hmm.
when they say take a nap, lay down, don't do,
mm-hmm.
that's exactly what I do. I do not push it. I don't
mm-hmm.
go against it. Because
right.
it's trying to talk to me, and when we talk about gratitude and good friends, a lot of persons know that there are some arenas I will go into at this time and some arenas that I won't. And I,
mm-hmm.
even though I'm moving around, I just that's my option to do it. And there was a family that had a death. And I know them very closely, and so they said, well, we're going to have the services at so-and-so, and we'll get you the information, right? And so
mm-hmm.
they texted us, we're finding out that the service is going to be on the inside, and there are some people that will be vaxxed and some that won't. So if you would just like to stay home and send prayer, we understand. Now, wasn't that thoughtful? Because I wasn't going to show up anyway if I would have found out. Because you can't ask for, I mean, I would have attended possibly, but my question would have been, has everybody been, you know, taking care of him here? But you can't do that because, no, everybody's not, and everybody has their own opinion. But I thought it was so thoughtful that they, you know, put it that way, because I was going to ask the question anyway. Okay, so it just saved me. So there are persons out there that are being thoughtful of, you know, being considerate, and everybody has their own opinion on how they're doing things. But you're right. There's friends that are, you build relationships. I love building relationships and keeping them. Some of them you cannot keep because they're not supposed to travel the full journey with you. But, yeah, that's what I look for. So that compassion, as Carmelita spoke about, and caring ways that you spoke about, and the new beginnings, because there's nothing normal about this stuff. It is all new, okay? And we might as well get on the bandwagon and just pioneer whatever we need to do to keep on moving, because we're pioneers out here. Nothing is going to be the same. Nothing. And it won't even go back to that. You know, nothing is done the same way. So we hold on to the basics, which is our principles, morals, and values. That doesn't change. I don't care what's going on out there. You hold on to those, you'll be able to weather anything that comes to you. And that's just my take on that. So what do you have to say about that, Nature Queen? Are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here. I think that we're on point. I think it's simply about moving down the continent, keeping clear of what the objective is, remaining in alignment, and knowing exactly where you stand. And part of that is, like Tiffany mentioned, is being alert and paying attention to the environment, to the stars, the moon, the planets, because that's what I believe the powers that be, or the people who run the world, that's what they do. They're not on TikTok, and maybe they are, but they're not getting all of their information from social media or from the Google search. They understand the highest order is what's always been here, nature. Nature's going to be here. We talk about this. Nature was here before all of us, and it's going to be here after us. So it's something in that. It's something very powerful there. And when we can learn more about how to follow that roadmap, it's like anything else. Like we know the most obvious thing when we're talking about celestial connection or planetary connection, meaning the seasons. We can see the seasons change, even though that's also getting a little murky, but we are able to see when there's the winter, spring, summer, fall, or when we need to put on shorts and flip-flops versus a light jacket and some layers, or a hat and gloves, or depending on your climate. You know what I mean? So the seasons teach us how connected we should really be with what's going on in the sky. You said, the stars are not just there twinkling for no reason. And so that's what I always encourage, is to be connected to our most highest self, which is nature, which is our natural state, which is what comes natural to us, and then honor all of that stuff. And we talked about anger today, to honor those feelings and emotions, to honor, you know, our ideas, but to do so in healthy manners where we're being respectful to ourselves and others. So that's what I think is the highest call today, and to keep pushing, keep moving forward. Don't be defeated, you know.
No. Nope.
Don't let anything defeat you. Yeah.
Oh no. You have to. As I talk with people, you know, we talk about children, young adults. That, you know, you have some people that you know, their voices have been silent, children and adults, and you know, and that starts at an early age. But when I was told, you know, you got some options out there. What do you want to say about it? How do you feel about it? I had my options. I could go either way. And they would insist on me expressing that, okay? Now, they also told me, but watch your mouth, okay? Because you say what you have to say, but be ready to suffer the consequences. And I was in the room with the big people, and they would kick me out the room, and I would be trying to get in the conversation, and, you know, you can't be in there with grown folks, right? But if I had something to say, I'd go outside that room and stick my head back in that window and state my piece, okay? And been that way since a child. So my mother always told me, look, you say what you have to say and say it and suffer the consequences, whatever they might be. Okay, so I had the, I guess you could say, the fortune or the blessing to be able to come up in an open environment where I could express myself, where I could let you know how I felt about something. It might not have been right, but at least I, you know, I had options to do that and to know. So with me as an adult, as you mature, you learn how to do it in a different way, okay? But you will never, that voice will never be silent, and anybody that tries to do it is going to be in trouble because you're going against something that's embedded, okay? So when I find myself in those situations, whereas, you know, even, you know, classrooms, professors, you know, getting higher academics on those university campuses, you know, you have to keep them in line because it won't work. It just won't work. So when we talk about our alertness and connecting to our higher self and looking at the sky. I ask people all the time, do you think you can bend a sun ray? And they look at you like you're crazy. No, you cannot bend a sun ray. And one thing about the sun, it rises and sets every day. And even on a cloudy day, you might not be able to see it, but you know it's there, okay? So when you have to get in tune, we look at the surface. We have to go deeper within ourselves and be able to push past that surface of others. Then that way we go, as Tiffany said, and Karma Leader, Nature Queen, has stated, you go past the surface and you gain that compassion, and you have more. It's not that you're going to let anybody walk you, but that compassion kicks in. And you're not thinking of you. You're thinking of the entire whole. Because if we're out here blending together and we're out here getting together, and people always use the word, unification, Unity cannot be created unless there's harmony. Okay? They both go together. So you can unify 100 head bobbers in a room and they all be bobbing their head at the same darn lot, but that doesn't mean anything. Is anything going to get done? So when we talk about the different types of anger, which is anger, danger, I couldn't wait until Nature Girl came on. I told Timmy, I wonder how she going to bring this one, okay? And I found out. And as you said, Karma Leader, it can build or it can destroy. It just depends on how it's set up like that. And my take on anger is neither good nor bad. It's what you do with it. And then Tiffany comes back in and talk about the connection and how we have to honor it. You know, you have to honor your feelings and get in grip with them, because if you allow yourself to be swayed by others, then you have just invited in defeat. And, you know, I do not circulate with anyone unless they're victors, okay? We all have to pull for that victoriousness. And no matter what walks of life we're in, no matter what we're trying to do. So I'm going to turn that into, that's the soul tribe that Tiffany Witt and I were speaking of. They're coming together. Your think-alikes, I don't like to use the word good or bad. I like to use the honest versus the dishonest, okay? So everybody, since this event, which I call it an event that we've been going through, it's like changing poison into medicine, because the event is poison for real. Bad, bad poison, everything. I don't even have to go down the list, because we all know. And there's probably a few things happening out there that I don't know. But changing poison into medicine, and the medicine that we're seeing is, again, like the both of you are saying and what we all fear. You're seeing the compassion. You're seeing the kindness. You're seeing the thoughtfulness, okay? So after every bad, it's always a good. And as we say, and winter will always turn into spring. You never have heard of spring going into winter, okay? So if we can keep those thoughts in mind, if we can keep uplifting, inspiring, and encouraging each other and reminding each other of what we're here to do, how using our greater self and being willing to work hard to dig into that grinder like a bulldozer, make the changes, the necessary changes we have to do, then we will continue to light the candles for others out there coming out them dog dungeons. Who said they were going to get in the dog? We said we were going to get down there. So we had to get in there to get in that dungeon, as Tiffany would and I say, to be able to recognize and to pull those candles out. So we walk the walk, we can talk the talk, so therefore we can recognize it. So Nature Queen, we love you. Tiffany Wynn and I see it. I strategize it. I change it and I complete it. And, of course, waking up with Linda McShane over here, and I don't mean getting up out the bed. I mean to keep those blood cells running through your veins, because you must stay woke, stay alert, stay kind, and always believe in hope, light, and love, no matter what. So ladies, on that end, we're getting ready to wrap it up in here. Give us some thoughts to go for. Tell these travelers what to do out here. And I'm going to check and see if I see Mr. Hans Johnson that can join us briefly. I think he's coming in. We don't want to miss out with him. Let's see. Ladies, stay on. Just stay on if you can. Let's see if this is Mr. Johnson. Hans Johnson.
Hey, Linda, it's great to be with you.
Hans, thank you. I wasn't sure. You know, I know that it's crazy out there, and you busy, 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 but I have some listeners on, and welcome in. Ladies, this is Hans Johnson, the president of the East Area Progressive Democrats. That's my club. And this is one of the most empowering, inspiring, encouraging persons that I've ever met. And I'm going to move right into congratulations with the club and Dr. Rocio Rivas. Are we doing good
yes.
out there? And I will
well,
tell you.
Well, she finished first. Yes, she did.
Yes, I know she did. Well, you know, any time the EAPD endorsed someone, it's an automatic win. Because you're only going to go for the best, and you're going to go for the ones that's going to get the job done. So on that note,
well,
I'm going to be quiet over here and let you talk to us for a minute. I
well,
have
it's a joy to be back with
someone. Yes. Uh-huh.
And it's great to be back with you on the heels of this primary election, which we can now say is behind us. We had an incredible primary election here in Los Angeles with informed voting by thousands and thousands of EAPD members and friends and neighbors contacted by EAPD members. I think the turnout overall may have been a little bit lackluster at about 28%, but in the results, we have lots of victories to be celebrating. And some of those victories are not all first place finishes, as we earned with Karen Bass for LA mayor, ahead of the multi-billionaire Rick Caruso, by 7%, even though the initial returns showed Caruso ahead. She ended up with a very formidable first-place finish there that has her on track at 43% to win a runoff with this shape-shifting and, I would say, dishonest candidate who has changed his party affiliation to try to bamboozle Angelenos. Someone who bankrolled Mitch McConnell and the manipulation of the U.S. Supreme Court with thousands and thousands of dollars of campaign contributions. He's going to have to answer for that, and it's very gratifying to see Karen Bass in a strong first-place finish there. But Dr. Rivas in the school board seat, this is a pivotal school board seat in the 7-member school board. Unfortunately, those pushing for privatization of public dollars have been able to count on a narrow 4-3 majority these last 2 years. And Dr. Rivas would flip that majority back towards keeping our public dollars invested in public education that serves all students. And she won an impressive 44% of the vote in a 4-way race in District 2, which would make a new majority on the board if she were able to win. We have quite a fight ahead of us in the runoff. But the thing I want to point out here, just as a reminder to listeners, that even the second place finishers in our top two general election, our top two runoff environment, some of those second place finishers are in especially strong position to win in the runoffs. And a very important second place finisher to be celebrating tonight is Robert Luna, a great candidate for sheriff in Los Angeles County, who has a great background in responsive governance to civilian oversight, someone who in his 22 years in Long Beach answered to civilian authorities and also distinguished himself in his work as a board member of the Major Cities Chiefs Association. And also implemented reforms on the Long Beach Force that are what we need to be seeing in the sheriff's department, such as supervisor intervention and reliance on the Lewis Registry, this tool for weeding out abuse-prone, dishonesty-prone officers. What's really noteworthy about Robert Luna's finish, he got about 27% against the incumbent sheriff, that disastrous rogue sheriff we've been talking so much about in previous commentaries here, Alex Villanueva, with a pretty sad and woeful total of only 31%. He underperformed rather conspicuously in this primary, and he is likely to lose in this runoff with all of the support of the other candidates consolidating around Robert Luna. It's just very encouraging because we were a little anxious that Robert Luna, despite his exceptional and superior credentials, was going to be able to come up clearly above the pack of these eight challengers to Alex Villanueva, and he did it. He did it in great style, and I think he impressed a lot of observers with not only his strong performance, but how he's conducted himself in amassing the endorsements already of so many of those challengers. I think the only outstanding endorsement that we're waiting on is Eric Strong, which is a little disappointing. I think some of us had hoped that Eric Strong would get on board immediately. That probably is forthcoming. It's just taking a little longer than we might have hoped to endorse Robert Luna and to help get him on track to beat this terrible incumbent. So it was a great primary election. There are other results to talk about, including in the city of Glendale, where EAPD endorsed candidates swept to victory in city council and in the school board contest and for city clerk. So it's a new day in Glendale. We had fought for many years as a club to stop a polluting dump at Shoal Canyon at the north end of Figueroa Street. This has been a long-standing project of our club, and we fought to actually succeed in getting Glendale to stop an effort to expand the dump. Then Glendale adopted what we call the backdoor expansion and continuity of the dump with an effort to put a power plant there fueled by methane being emitted by the dump. That passed on a very narrow and highly controversial 3-2 vote by city council last fall. We vowed then, after those three council members who approved it did not listen to the overwhelming tide of constituent testimony against that dump and against that gas plant, we vowed that what the recourse we had was to change the composition of the council. And you know what? We did that in this election. With the election of Elena Satrian to the city council in Glendale, we now have three allies on that council, and it will change the chemistry. It will change the consequences of decision-making in the city. And we're very proud of that. It took a lot of work. It took a lot of focus. It took a lot of coalition building. But this primary was a game changer for our club, but also for the quality of governance and representation in Los Angeles County. And I just want to make sure that listeners know every vote matters. You know, in yes. Glendale, we only ousted that anti-environment and pro-pollution city council member by 147 votes, a remarkable outcome over the third place finisher, who was also an opponent. But it's a very important signal to get an incumbent who claimed to be a Democrat, but who was actually prone to making anti-gay, anti-choice, and anti-environment statements on city council. He's ousted. He's now gone. That's a big statement. And I'm also just highlighting the outcome in the city attorney's race, where our endorsed candidate, Heidi Feldstein Soto, came from behind in the tabulation of the vote-by-mail ballots, and she won a very narrow election to the second-place spot by about 150 votes. She is the second-place finisher going into the runoff for city attorney in Los Angeles. So from the close ones to the big ones, to the wider margins, it was a great election, and we're very proud of the impact that EAP's volunteer energy and voter contact had with this primary election.
Well, like I state to the listeners, if you're looking for somewhere to participate and to become a member and to get out and do your public service for your communities, you want to look at the EAPD because they got me started. You know, I don't talk. I like the experts to come on here and tell you about it. But I put under your title, Hans Johnson, prepare for the next. I had no idea of which way you were going, but I knew that you would be getting us prepared for the next big win because, again, if EAPD gets behind under the directionship of Hans Johnson, it's going to always be victories. I'll speak for that. I'll vouch for that because if you get them in there and they don't do what they say they was going to do, guess what?
That's
you
right.
Get them out. That's what I know about this club. You know, it's not about just talking and walking it. It's about talking, walking, and get it done. So they're moving, and they have to be the best of the best to get that endorsement. But if they do not do what is done after you get up in there and tell that story and switch it around, guess what? You guys go in there and get them. I call you guys my rabble rousers. That's why I decided to come with you. You know, it was in my blood. I told you, that's my club over there. They are not playing, okay? So we
I hear you, Texas.
You know that Texas is going to come out. That's the way we do it down there. A lot of times people, you know, my family, as we stated before, I come from that political family and been running from it all my life. And my mother said, look, you can forget it because they're going to come after you because you don't mind saying what you have to say. And then I told you the stories that she said, when you go in there on the table, throw your purse down, put your pearls on, wear your suit, tell them everything you did in your life, and that way they can never find no dirt on you. You already told them when you came in, and that's the way I operate. And she said, go tell it. Then you just get out there and do it. But, Hans, I, again, appreciate you because you got me started and interested, and I'm moving a little slow and low out here, but I'm still moving. And before I let you go, I noticed that you posted out there's a beautiful museum that opened up in Riverside. Is it at the library? Tell us about that museum.
Yeah, it's a great story about adaptive reuse of buildings. The old Riverside Public Library in downtown Riverside has been repurposed as the Cheech Marin Center for Art and Culture, for Chicano Art and Culture. It's an incredible destination, and the exhibit is absolutely stunning. It is from his collection, and it includes gifts to this museum, which bears his name, and also items on loan. It covers, I would say, the last 50 years. It is a tour de force of high-quality art that will blow you away in its creativity and its expert crafting. It's also exquisitely presented in two floors of open-plan galleries that let you linger before these diverse art that is some of it masterpieces, some of it well-known, some of it lesser-known, but very evocative in its content, from images of dreamers and some of the political struggles for Latino representation and respect over the last 50 years, but also more whimsical pieces and ones that reflect the diversity of the Chicano and Latino community in the United States. It's absolutely breathtaking, and it is a beautiful reward for coming to Riverside, and actually will continue to help put Riverside on the map for people. This was a place that used to call itself 50 miles and 20 years behind Los Angeles, but it is now a real destination in its own right, in part because of this new art museum right next to the Mission Inn in downtown Riverside. Riverside has the distinction of having the first openly gay person of color ever elected to Congress, on the heels of the late, great George Brown. The wonderful Mark Takano has been representing Riverside in Congress for the last 10 years. But this incredible institution now builds on breakthroughs like Mark's. He is a donor to this great museum, as are other local lawmakers and a huge array of community supporters. But do take the time, if you live in Metro Los Angeles, to go make the time, get reservations, get tickets, and go spend a day at the Cheech. It's a beautiful destination, and you will be very, very glad you did.
Well, I appreciate that. I saw the postings, and I knew that you guys were out there. And then once I saw the postings, I said, oh, that's what happened. It would have been hard to tear away from something, you know, anything dealing with the arts and culture, anything dealing with the arts. It's like right up my alley. Now, the museum is Cheech. That's C-H and Charlie, H-E-E-C-H. Am I spelling that correctly?
You are. Cheech Museum. They've nicely branded it according to his first name. The full name of it is the Cheech Marin Center for Chicano Arts and Culture in Riverside.
Well, Hans, before I let you go, and I've had two ladies to stay on. There's Tiffany with an I that's always with me, and I have Carmelita. We call her the Nature Queen. Carmelita's traveling out of state, but she's taking out time from her family. I'd just like for you to say hello to these two ladies since they took out the time. They know all about you. I'm always talking about Hans Johnson, and when you come on, I want everyone to hear what you want us to prepare for next, no matter what side it goes on. So, Tiffany, are you still with us? Tiffany with an I? Hello, Tiffany? Maybe she put on mute. Carmelita, are you with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, well, thank you. I just wanted to introduce you to Hans Johnson, the president of the East Area Progressive Democrats. And,
hey,
you know, I know that.
Good to meet you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm angry like all of us after this Supreme Court term and the gut punches of the last couple of weeks particularly. But I look forward to fighting back and winning for our democracy. It's never given to us. We got to fight back for it all the time, and all the more so now in the wake of this awful, awful term.
I couldn't agree more. It sounds like you guys are doing a great
work over there, and I'm with you. Democracy and fighting for our rights is so critical right now, especially. So thank you.
And I think Tiffany had to get off. She wasn't feeling well, but she held on for a minute, and she gives me a different view. She loves Hans, but Hans, I know that it's been very, very, you've just been out there. We always look forward to, for you to come on when we can get you. And I don't know why I took that topic, prepare for the next, because I knew that you were going to give us something to think about, to look into, and to prepare for. So the primaries are over. Now it's time for the wins. And again, listeners, East Area Progressive Democrats, this is the largest club in California. Hans, can you give us some information just in case someone is looking to come in and join for membership? Could you give them that information
Sure.
out there, please?
Yes. Folks can come and join the club at eapd.la. It's literally as simple as that. eapd.la is the website, and you can join for as little as $10 a year, $25 at the regular membership, and $40 regular membership for households. That gets you connected and gets you in the loop for all of our change-making work at the community level and in our voter outreach and our efforts to engage volunteers in change-making at the community and city level here in Los Angeles County. But I want to tell you, in this election, we are gearing up to do similar to what we did in 2018. We're not just going to be working here in California or in LA. We're going to be engaging all of our network, all of our relationships, all of our family and friends, our entire base of access throughout the country, especially in swing states. We're going to be reaching our people of like mind in Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona, Florida, North Carolina, Wisconsin, all the places where democracy is at stake. If we can win two more Senate seats for Democrats while keeping the House, we know that we can change the law and win back federal recognition of women's right to choose and self-determination. And there's a lot more we can do with two more like-minded votes for liberty, decency, and democracy and voting rights in the U.S. Senate. We've got six toss-up Senate races. If we can win at least two of those, we have a great chance at winning back legislative protection and enacting federal protection for women's right to choose in U.S. law. We have to get this hateful, intrusive, hypocritical attack on women's lives and health. We have to derail that and put back decency in federal law that takes our votes.
Yes, you heard that out there. So get busy. Your voice, your vote is your voice. And for those of you who say my vote does not matter, why do you think that there are so many out there trying to silence your voice? Now sit down and think about that and do your homework. We're bringing you information. You know, we go always here, but I bring Hans Johnson on because I know that he's going to really, really give you the information that you need and to get you your way.
And Linda, yes. Let me say one more thing, which is I just want to point out a really glaring and horrendous contradiction, and I would say a devastating hypocrisy by those attacking Joe Biden and Kamala Harris right now. Many of them refuse to admit that he is the president, but yet they want to score political points off attacking his policies and what he's trying to do to dig our country out of the ditch that the former defeated president put us in. I just find that pretty darn pitiful, but also a basic statement of fact that even many moderate and fair-minded people who might lean conservative can buy into and I think see fit to factor into their own political calculus. Why in the world can they attack him and lambaste him at every chance they get, even if they can't admit that he's the duly elected president? I think that says something about the dishonesty that we are up against and the attack on democracy that is opportunistic and ready to bend the facts in order to wage a political attack on the representation that Americans have chosen in our White House right now.
Yes, I'm with you. I'm 100% with you on that. But we know it gets like political, as Carmelita was stating earlier today. It's all political. We're getting into this hogwash. They twist it. They turn it to divert, you know, take your mind off of this, and then this is happening over here. I understand what you're saying. And, you know, Hans, you know, I'll pull this pulpit up here and get the preaching for the next 15 hours when it comes down to my true feelings about it. But we are going to meet up. I need to talk with you in person. I have a statement about this abortion that lingers on my mind, but I don't want to put it out over the air.
I look forward to it.
But when I see you, that's something. But I just, again, thank you. Please congratulate Dr. Rivas. I remember when I joined the club. I remember her beautiful smile. I remember her warmth. I remember her concern. And I've been following her all the way. And I am so, so happy for her, because they will have the right person up there, because she's going to get the job done. And if I think the board, she would be the only actual parent that really knows the ins and outs. So you're getting the
right
person up there.
She would be the first parent of an LAUSD student on the school board in a couple decades. So it would be a breakthrough for representation of parents of current LAUSD students. That's right.
And that's what they should have. I mean, you got people up here like, I mean, how can you tell me how to pour a glass of water and you don't even know where to find the water? Or the glass to put it in. So, you know, we're going that way. But Hans Johnson, I appreciate you. So please, please enjoy your holiday. I'll be speaking with you. You're hard to catch up with. I'm going to go to the museum. You know, I love the arts, but I've seen the postings. And I'd like to share this. I'll be sending you information. The National Congress of Black Women, an organization that I'm with. They're sponsoring their scholarship and their honors award. I think this is the 12th one. So I'll send you some information on that to save the date. And hopefully it's a fundraiser, because they do academic scholarships and send a lot of young adults to college, and get that information to you. And I'm not coming out to the meetings, but at least you can mention it. You know, to the members, and there might be some interest out there. But I'll send you the flyer on it. But I just want to say, you got me started in all this. You know that, don't you? It started with the EAP.
I take full responsibility.
Take the responsibility. That's why, like minds, I stick to you like Velcro, and I will be back on the move. And I like the idea of going into these different areas, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Florida, wherever we need to go. And please, I'll talk with you about that. Add me on that list, because, you know, I'm catty over here, and I'll call all over the world and tell them what they need to do, okay? So we're looking
for you.
No, I'm putting it out there, and I'm putting it out there to everyone. You're looking for two, but I think we should go for four and just match up and get three. What you think? Okay. So
that's a great.
Yeah.
From your lips.
From my lips. Hans, we love you. Thank you. Thank you. Carmelita, thank you for staying on. I'm going to bring her to a meeting. You'll get a chance to meet her personally. And I appreciate you so much. Tell the family and my babies. Thank you, Hans. Have a good one. We love you.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
Likewise.
Someone but the need and wonder, someone but the
on Find It Out Friday this evening. We had our nature queen, Carmen Lita, coming on talking about anger, anger, danger. And, of course, that was Tiffany with an eye. She had to chime in and let you know about that self-care, and she put her perspectives in. And then we were honored to have the president of the East Area Progressive Democrats come on, Mr. Hans Johnson. And he was preparing us for the next, giving us a report, letting us know what's going on, letting us know that there is a way. And we are the ones that have to get it done out here. It's going to take the hope that we keep in our minds, the light and the love that we have to put out there, the inspiration, the encouragement, and the empowerment for each other. And keeping in mind, don't forget our young adults out there. Keep looking out for the Save the Date for August 13th. That is the National Congress of Black Women. They will be having their 12th annual honoree and sponsorship fundraiser. I'll be putting information out there. It will be an Eventbrite registration, and you'll get all your information there. Look out for that flyer. Join us. We must do what we have to do out here, and it takes all of us to get that done. You travelers, persons out there celebrating, stay aware. Please stay safe out there and take care of one another. We'll be back on Mindful Monday, which will be the 4th of July, before the firecrackers get the popping and the celebrations go on. We'll bring you something to tell you what must be done and to keep you mindful out there while you're closing out your full 4, 5 days, 6 day holiday out there. We love you. We hope that you have gotten an earful on Find It Out Friday. Take care of yourself. And enjoy the holidays. Stay woke, stay aware, but most of all, stay on.
of the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Say what? Break
it up. We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.